This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
There's been a trend in the restaurant business over the last number of years that takes a meal and deconstructs it. For those not quite as familiar with it, the concept is like this. Take a hamburger, but instead of serving it on a bun with the lettuce, tomato, and ketchup inside, you serve each of these ingredients on the plate separately in an unconventional and unique way. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it begs the question of why we went out for dinner in the first place. The concept of deconstruction isn't a bad one. In fact, deconstruction comes in handy when trying to understand recent market trends. It's not always an exact science to try and understand the catalyst to the market movements, and it does involve some level of hindsight, but it is a worthwhile exercise nonetheless. So what would it look like if we deconstructed the Canadian dollar? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of August 22nd, so listen on as we navigate the living market. A few weeks ago, I spoke to the fact that the Canadian dollar appeared undervalued relative to its historical drivers. This has remained the case through the summer months, where the loonie has traded between a higher end of 79 cents US to a low end of about 76 cents US against our expectations that the Canadian dollar should be trading between 81 and 83 cents. We can deconstruct the Canadian dollar to see what the foreign exchange markets are telling us or what they believe. Now, when we value the Canadian dollar against oil alone, it appears to be pricing in oil at about $45 a barrel. In other words, the FX markets may not be convinced that the fair value of oil is near its current price of $90 a barrel. Even with the potential for a recession, it seems pretty far-fetched to think oil can fall by as much as 50%. This seems an unreasonable assumption given the backdrop of very tight global oil supply. Now, when we look the other way and value the Canadian dollar solely against the difference in interest rates between Canada and the United States, it suggests that the two-year yield in Canada should be about 20 basis points below that of the United States. Now, this is a more reasonable assumption if you believe any economic slowdown will be greater in Canada than in the United States and require the Bank of Canada to pause its rate hiking cycle or even cut interest rates earlier than the U.S. Federal Reserve. Now remember, the Canadian dollar tends to move against both oil and interest rates. Backing into each, combining these into one current value, suggests that the fair value for oil could be as low as $75 a barrel, and that the rate difference be 0.5% between Canada and the United States in favor of U.S. yields. In other words, the current value of the loonie suggests a global economic slowdown that would impact oil demand to some degree, and also a relatively weaker Canadian economy, prompting the Bank of Canada to pause or cut interest rates. Now, this is a more plausible outcome, but it would also suggest, in our view, that the worst case scenario is being priced into the loonie, which means that the risks are still skewed to the upside for the Canadian dollar, and as such, we continue along with our 6 to 12 month target of 81 to 83 cents US. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.